Hello, welcome to the Tech Teachers. This is episode 34. I'm Ray, physics teacher.
And I'm Holly, and I teach Spanish.
And this is a podcast that focuses on technology and education, and sometimes where they overlap.
And you can always check out our show notes at thetechteachers.blogspot.com, and then also email us at rayandholly@gmail.com, and Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
The show notes will have links to everything we talk about in today's show.
Right.
And you can put comments up there as well, and keep your feedback coming. We'd love to hear from you guys. I'm a little behind on my emails. I've got some from like a month ago.
I star them for him to read, and yes, you're a little behind.
I'm a little behind, so we'll get through those.
Whip and get him to
maybe by the end of next weekend, we'll get through all the emails.
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on in your world? Anything new?
No, 5 weeks of school left.
I have 3 more weeks of instruction before the AP test,
right.
So I'm in, it's pressure time, I guess. It's the fourth quarter. Time's running out.
See, I was thinking about that. Nobody really is going to test my kids to see if I taught them what I was supposed to, except for me. I'll test them, but, you know.
I was going to say, are you going to do that?
Yes, but I mean.
They're just going to leave the room at the end of the class.
No, but I mean.
See you later, guys.
I'm not really held accountable because I teach Spanish, but I know I did a good job. So
well, that's the most important thing, probably. Yeah. All right. So on this week's show, we do have tech and we'll have an education section.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about in the education section today?
Our students being organized and how we can help them to do that.
And in technology, we're also talking a little bit about organization, or I don't know where that book fits in. I guess tech because it leads to the PDA, right?
Right.
Okay. So should we get started in tech?
I think so.
All right. What's the site of the night?
Yeah, let's lead off with the site of the night. A couple of them, mystickies.com.
And I don't know if we mentioned that before or not, but this is, there's lots of ways to save your favorites online. This is a way to save them and leave notes there so you know why you saved them. I use Delicious, and I don't think Delicious has added that functionality yet, but the reason I use Delicious is because I know they're going to be around because they got bought by mm-hmm. Yahoo. So I know they're not going anywhere. But there are several other sites that allow you to do more than what Delicious does. I believe Furl also allows you to do something similar where when you save your bookmarks online, you can actually save the site at that moment in time and leave it with notes all over it so you know why you actually saved it, which is very useful.
Yeah.
But once again, I pretty much just put it in my comments for Delicious because I know they're going to be around.
Right.
I don't want to lose my hundreds and hundreds of links.
I don't use my Delicious much anymore.
Really? I still use it a lot for educational stuff. Like when I find animations to something that has to do with the speed of sound, you know, I'll put it in Delicious so that I can find it next semester. Like this semester, thank goodness I saved that along with other things into somewhere that was, I tagged it appropriately so mm-hmm. I could quickly find what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's what I thought I would use it more for, but I use it for my students every so often. And then, just for our show, that's it.
Yeah. My day-to-day sites, I don't use it much because I've got them all memorized, the sites mm-hmm. that I go to all the time. But for teaching, I use it quite a bit, actually.
Right.
So
another site like that, Furl?
Furl, yeah. F-U-R-L, I believe, .com. I think it's Furl.
And they do the same kind of thing?
Except with some added functionality.
Okay.
But they haven't been bought by anybody big yet, I don't think. So
that's the worry about mystickies.com and furl.com.
For me,
is that they could go away.
Yeah, and I don't want my hundreds and hundreds of bookmarks to go away.
Right.
Yeah.
So Delicious is still a good option.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It is.
I think so.
All right. So I got a book.
Yes. yeah, what's
the book
called?
You're going to make fun of me. It's called Getting Things Done. It's about productivity and organization and being efficient and stuff like that.
Who's that by?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll put that up in the show notes. That's something we should know, though. I mean, this is a major thing we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's good. I've mentioned 43folders.com before mm-hmm. on the show, productivity type blog, I guess if you'd call it that, and they have a podcast now, too. And now I know where that title comes from. It comes from this book.
43 Folders.
The 43 Folders thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's just, it's going to change the way I do things, I think. Up until now, I've been somewhat, I think, disorganized. Would that be fair? I'm not horrible, but.
Yeah, you're pretty disorganized. Yeah.
I don't lose anything really important. Uh-huh. I don't lose anything.
But you are always searching for stuff.
Yes, it does.
I mean,
take
you're
me
just like, I lost my.
Yeah, it takes me a while to find stuff. It's never really lost for very long, mm-hmm. but I could definitely be a little more efficient and
yes,
organized.
Efficiency is your problem.
Yeah. So I don't know why I got this book. Oh, because I kept hearing about it. Like, mm-hmm. Leo Laporte's mentioned it on occasion. The 43 Folders guy has mentioned it several times and given excerpts from the book.
Right.
So that's what really got me, I think, interested about it. And then I was making an order on Amazon.com of actually a bunch of physics books. Oh, and I can add actually to the list of physics books I would recommend besides just that What Light Through Yonder Window Breaks and Clouds and Glass of Beer. Found a couple other good ones, especially for demo ideas. But while I was ordering those, which I definitely had to get, like I just mm-hmm. absolutely was sure I was going to get those, I figured, well, while I've got the free shipping, I'll give this book a shot.
Right.
And I've read through 90% of it in like 3 days.
And you're excited about it. I mean, he
I don't know about excited.
Yeah, yes, you are. We went out to Walmart at like midnight on Friday night.
And no, wait. You were away from here, and yeah. I was waiting for you to get home because I wanted your input on what I was buying.
Yes,
so it's not like I was so
well,
excited
no.
I went out at midnight to Walmart.
I know, but it was funny though because you loaded up all of your, you know, I mean, we had two carts full of stuff.
Well, some of that was other stuff that I needed.
Yes,
anyway. But some of it was organizational stuff that I probably should have bought a long time ago.
It was fun to watch you though. You're like, let's buy some labels and folders and all this stuff. And yeah, it was fun.
But
so tell us some ideas then from the book that you found useful.
I think I would go read some excerpts on 43folders.com. But the gist of it is develop. It's you know, getting a system mm-hmm. that works from the bottom up. So not, you know, big picture down, but from bottom up, takes that approach to getting things done, basically.
Yes.
From lists to your calendar to how you should, you know, use your lists in your calendar and your inbox and stuff like that. So, and it's a pretty good approach. And it, I mean, a lot of it's common sense mm-hmm. stuff. A lot of stuff you already do. Some of it I already did, but I got to be honest. One of the big points of the book is if you do something... If you have a system in place where you put like things to do, but you don't check it consistently,
right.
and you don't put everything in the same spot, like you have multiple, you know, lists and you're not sure where your list went, well then you, your mind nags at you about trying to remember stuff. So your mind spends a lot of time trying to remember what you should be doing next,
mm-hmm. That's
as
true.
Opposed to spending the 2 seconds looking at your list, you know, for wherever you're at, like you have an at-home list, an at-school list, you know, at computer list, whatever.
Yeah.
So you can just quickly check the correct list and boom, you know what you could be doing and, you know, you can pick the appropriate thing. So, and I wasn't doing that. I had one giant list of things to do, you know, and I would, sometimes I would categorize in my, what's it called? What do we use? Ta-da list. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd make multiple lists. Whenever it was on my pocket PC, it was just one big list of like important things to do. And, you know, it wasn't very relevant. Some of that stuff should have been on a home list. Some of it should have been on a school list. And some of it was more like a project idea,
right?
Which doesn't belong on a to-do list type of thing because it's not something you can get done. You can't just go do it. There's like preliminary stuff you got to do first.
Right.
So it talks about all that.
So basically how to be more efficient in running your life.
Yeah, everything. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it, I'm not, I still know I won't be a neat freak. Like, you know, I mean, it's not going to completely change the way I do things, but it, actually, I shouldn't say that. It probably is. It probably is going to change the way I do things quite a bit. I just need time to implement the system. I need a couple of days, probably next weekend, especially at home, to kind of put everything in the inbox and then go through and.
Well, you started that process and the apartment's already a little cleaner.
Yeah. that was just cleaning though. That wasn't really starting the system, but I would recommend it. And I think, you know, if you're, I would say for first year teachers, it might be a good thing to add to the list of things you should read before you
start teaching. Yeah, I think if you think it will help you.
If you're not already a super organized person.
Because
if you're already got a
something like that, it'd be like reading a book on how to make a good bowl of cereal or something. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, to me, it's like, okay, like that's simple, you know.
But
it's
you're extremely organized.
Right. But I can, if it helps you, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, that.
But one of the big points of this, the tech thing, people are wondering why in the world, what does this tie into tech, is that I got a pocket PC a long time ago, and initially it was going to make me much more organized, but it really didn't because I quickly got caught up in putting the games on it and the neat little tweaks and doing all the techie stuff with it that I completely ignored. Basically the only thing it did was it was a list. It was a big giant list,
right?
Which is not the purpose of a pocket PC. It, you know, the even the built-in list manager, you can put multiple categories, and then let's say I've got my at home, my at school, category for my lists, and I go into the, you know, my shopping or my errands list. Then within that, like, I could have one with Walmart where I put notes on it, where I just write down the things I need to pick up at Walmart. And I'd forgotten, or maybe I never knew, I don't remember, that I could do any of this with my Pocket PC. So it was kind of a reminder that, oh, there's a lot more power here to help me stay organized.
Right.
So I started to use that, basically. And that's made a big difference already, just in my list, my organization of my list.
Okay, so how to show you how to use your Pocket PC to its full potential then?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the organization aspect of it, not all the dorky tech stuff that I was doing with it, turning it into like a GPS, like a, you know, navigation software, right. And putting SimCity on there, and or Quake or Doom or whatever I put on there, emulators. And yeah, I was into that when I first got it, because I got a decent processor at the time, and I was trying to push it, but yeah, forget that. I'm using it what it's meant for now, so... In fact, I reinstalled the operating system and I got rid of a bunch of the junk.
Right. Good.
So now it's finally being used what I initially intended it for. And I bought this a while back. I bought this like a year and a half, 2 years ago or something like that, when the Pocket PC cell phone combos were still really expensive. But my next cell phone will be my Pocket PC. Okay. I'll do the combo deal.
Aren't those super big, though?
Or they're coming down in size. By the time I get one, I'm sure they'll be, you know, it'll be smaller than my Pocket PC now, which I carry around everywhere with me. So,
well, every time you say that, I look at your Pocket PC and envision you holding that up to your ear talking. And I'm
smaller,
thinking,
sleeker. That's my Pocket PC is a big Pocket PC, because it's got a compact flash slot and an SD card and Wi-Fi built in and Bluetooth. It's a everything Pocket PC from a couple years ago, which makes it kind of clunky. It's a great Pocket PC. Right. Though. It's a nice one. It's an Asus something or other. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Company that you can't walk into a store and buy an Asus Pocket PC, but you can order them. They're a foreign company. So you've seen the new list, right? The new way I've been doing lists.
Yes,
showed you the Walmart thing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that make a lot more sense?
Yeah, I already do mine like that, but I think that makes a lot of sense, of course.
Because you already do it. You're like, that's the way I've already done it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a... He has great ideas,
but they're not that
profound. Or
no, it's but it's just tying them all together,
right?
And some of the logic behind it, kind of, you know, you got to sell me on organization, and he was able to sell me on organization,
right?
Like the usefulness of it. The main argument being the you're not constantly reminding yourself of stuff, so therefore that frees your mind up to think about more important stuff.
So he pumped you up to do this.
Yeah, a little bit, little bit. I mean, it's not a real, real motivational book, but. Uh-huh. It presents everything in a somewhat logical manner, which appeals to me.
Okay.
Without any, you know, it's very practical. It's not like he's talking about, you know, every once in a while he'll throw in a word that makes him seem a little fluffy, but he's not talking about like the zen of organization.
Right.
You know, going into the spiritual aspects and the, you know, it doesn't go that direction. Because if it did, very quickly I would have been like, this is a bunch of, you know.
Hooey.
Yeah, a bunch of hooey. Bunch of hooey and being like, yeah, how's this going to help me? So it's a very practical approach to it. And it got me to use my PDA correctly, which is the biggie. So I'm looking to become more organized. And the stuff we bought at Walmart was like inbox, outbox.
Yeah.
I bought some extra folders. Until now, I've been using a rubber band system where I'd collect an assignment, just put a rubber band around it. And then I would just kind of stack them up. And I wouldn't know which ones I had graded and not graded. So I'd have to go through them.
Right.
And then multiple times. But now I'll have bins for my rubber banded assignments. I'd write on them a lot of times, but then if I got too many of them, the piles would get a little mixed up and I'd have to resort. So I won't spend as much time resorting. That's one thing. What about the 43 folder thing?
Well, I was going to say, before we move on, that's exactly what I was going to say. Numbers are a big deal to me, and it bothers me you didn't tell why for the 43 folders thing.
Well, you explain it.
43 keeps flashing in my mind.
You got it. you explain it. You know what it is. I explain it to you.
Right. The 43 folders thing is apparently you're supposed to have a folder for every single day of the month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 31, right?
31, because it covers all the months. Yeah.
Right. 1 to 31, and then one for each month of the year. Right. So
which would be
31 plus 12 is 43.
Yes.
Right.
And then you put stuff for that day, and you just... let's see. How do I explain this the best? Like, let's say something. What are we in right now? April.
Mm-hmm.
Today's what? April.
Today's the 16th.
16th. So April 16th. So let's say you want to remind yourself for April 20th something you had to do on that day. You'd throw the piece of paper into April 20th, and then you slowly advance through the 1 through 31. And as you know, as you get past as you, let's say now it's the 18th, well, the 16 and 17 that were coming up, now instead of them representing April, they represent May 16th and 17th.
Right.
And then you have the next month behind that. So it's a way of sending stuff to yourself later.
Right.
In a physical manner. You can also do this, which I don't know if I'm going to do the 43 folder thing, but I'm definitely going to start doing this online, where I send myself an email reminder when something is due, you know, or, you know, whatever. You know, there's a meeting or that kind of thing. So in addition to it being on my calendar, if it's something I can in cement put on my calendar, it might be something that, well, I'm going to do it on this day, but it doesn't belong on my calendar. Well, then I'll email it to myself.
See, I can see that. The physical one seems a bit excessive, though, where you're actually having 43 folders that you, because I don't think I have, you know, something to send to myself that often physically. I'll just put it in my calendar and then I'll remember to do it.
It stays the monthly thing until you get to the 31 days. So for you know, the stuff beyond a month out, you're not putting it in the daily. You're just putting it in the monthly.
Right.
So, I mean, I can think of things on several months. Around Christmas time, I can think of several things. And with deadlines and stuff, forms that need to be turned in to central office at certain days, I can think of at least 3 or 4 months where I'd already have something in it if I had this tickler file or the 43 folders.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take the whole point of this, and he's real big on the system needs to be easy and fun and fast. The point is it's supposed to be right next to you in a file cabinet. So it shouldn't be you have to walk, you know, across the room, open up, dump something in, walk back. It should be right next to you. Mm-hmm. So you just pull it out, drop it in. Don't think about it again until that month. Why worry about it until that month?
Interesting idea.
And as somebody that worries about forms, like what am I missing? Like did I, you know, what form is coming up that I've forgotten to turn in because I can never remember what's due when? Mm-hmm. Up until now, I hadn't been putting on my calendar. I'm just like, oh, they'll send me an email reminder about that. Well, now I'm not going to trust anymore that there'll be a magical email about something that's important. I'll either put it physically physically put it in the file, or I'll set up my own email reminder to myself on the appropriate day
that
it's due. So, which you can do through any calendar program.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, enough on that. Check it out. I think it's worth. I mean, it's cheap,
right?
I think it's worth a read. Or check out his site. We'll put the website on there. I think you can get some of the sections for free as PDFs from his online store. So even though it's an online store, there's free stuff you can download that gives you some of this. And the 43 folders, I think, is in there. So if you want a better explanation.
If somebody would have given you this book as a gift, do you think you would, if you hadn't heard about it before, would you read it?
No, it came from people that I kind of trust.
Okay.
I mean, not like friends, but it came from other tech people that I've been listening to, like Leo Laporte and some others, that, you know, I somewhat respect their opinion on certain issues and technological things.
Yeah.
So the fact that they were like, oh yeah, that's the, you know, that's the Bible of organization, blah blah blah, you know, and you know, it's a good read and geeks tend to like it. And I was like, okay, you know, it's something I could probably improve on. It's one of my goals, actually, is to improve not only my handwriting,
mm-hmm.
But my organization, and up until now I've not been addressing that too well, so this got me kick started.
Well, that's great then. Very good.
You're gonna keep making fun of me
probably. Yeah, I've gone really
maybe
easy
you should
on
read
you.
The book maybe right. You should read the book.
No, I'm not reading a book about
will you
how
read
to tie your shoes.
Well, that's not what it's about. That's
no,
not what it's
to
about
me, do you understand? To me, that's what
it, well, if it was as simple as tying shoes, then why isn't everybody organized?
No.
That's my question. I mean, it's not, right. And that brings it to our students. I have lots of students that I do not know how to be organized.
Yes.
So it's
but
not.
But that's what I'm saying. To me, it is as simple.
It's that simple.
Yes. Yeah. But
so to me, it would be like typing. It'd be like, why I would never need to read a book on typing,
right?
Because I already type pretty darn fast, and I learned it somewhere, you know, coming up through the school system. But organization, no, I did not.
I see the benefit, but, you know, yeah, I've gone pretty easy on you during our podcast here, but I've made fun of you a lot for the book.
Oh, we should say we do have the return. This is a little off topic, but
yeah,
the return of the apple with the quarters so that I do not interrupt.
So you interrupted me
to tell you that. Yeah. So let me drop a quarter in.
Okay,
we got the quarter in.
Right. So he has to pay me a quarter every time he interrupts me.
Yes.
So. Very nice.
And we were doing the video cast. It was something visual to tie us, but no more. No visual. Yeah. Oh, the PC building special. Before I forget, we've gotten a couple emails about that. It is not in the feed. I still have not gotten around to figuring out what's wrong with the sync issues. Just taking a regular old AVI file and trying to convert to MP4, and for whatever reasons, our mouths don't match. Our lips don't match the audio.
Hmm.
So for now, just get the Windows media file off the blog. It's like 300 megabytes or whatever. Just download it directly. It's not like we're sending out something every week anyway on that. So
sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry if you subscribed and then you're like, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Same issues with some of the HC Science VidCast stuff, my Science Club VidCast. But the Windows media files are always okay. So I don't know what's going on with the encoder for that.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, so should we go to the education side of it?
Sure, let's do that.
All right, you go ahead, start us off.
Kids and organization.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, most of us that are teachers have noticed our darlings that cannot stay organized. And one thing I have started to do is I have a few students that I let keep their things in my room that they'll need to have, you know, pretty much every day. And then they would always forget them. So I say, hey, look, why don't you keep your stuff, you know, right here and get it out every day when you come in. And that's helped some of them stay organized.
So I think that's a really good idea.
Okay, I like that. At the same time, I have questioned, am I sort of, you know, enabling them or handicapping them? Because I'm organizing them for themselves.
Okay, well, if they're leaving your room and they're still having to maintain it, I mean, someday, think of it this way. In the morning, if you're going to forget something, where do you put it? By the door, right?
Right.
So you can go out your way and it's right there by on the way out the door. So you're putting it where you won't forget it. Well, most people, when they get into the workforce, it depends on what kind of job it is, but they may have somewhere where they can put it. They'll have a desk or a drawer or mm-hmm. whatever where they can just leave the stuff at work. So I don't think you're doing anything different than that.
Okay. Maybe I should more explicitly tell them, hey, this is to help you stay organized. I mean, I do say
explain
some of that.
Explain to them why and say you could do this in your locker too if your locker was organized.
Yeah, because I have middle schoolers, but even for high school, I think I would do this. I want to help those kids and teach them how to be organized. And for me, just doing it for them, I don't know that that's going to help them.
Yeah, you know? But so they're maintaining it, right?
Right. I never go put it there. I mean, they always go get it out. And it's so funny. They look so proud of themselves when they walk over they walk over and get the stuff that they left last time. They're so proud to have their stuff. Because I bet in all their classes, they don't have their things.
They never have their stuff.
And they're always getting, you know, the teachers are probably always getting on to them for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So maybe you should start offering to keep their other stuff in there, too. Just say stop by and or move it to their locker. Do they have lockers?
Yeah, they have lockers.
Tell them. You know, take them down to the locker and say, okay, clean this stuff out, throw away everything you don't need, you know, put the other stuff away and make this space for whatever. And, you know, put whatever you've got in your classroom into the top of their locker.
Yeah, I
guess say, don't touch it except for, you know, only this goes here type of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think those are the kids that need that individual one-on-one, hey, let's organize this together, you know.
And I think I've got high schoolers that need it too.
Okay.
I assumed that they'd all be more organized than I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was probably one of the worst. I mean, I never lost anything, like homework assignments. I never lost it because I would just shove it in the book.
Okay.
But as far as like when you'd come up to a test or something, you know, reviewing for the test, I'd review just from the book. You know, mm-hmm. My stuff would be a mess. You know, it'd be difficult to find, difficult to read if I found it. Different in college. I got much better in college. But I see a lot of kids doing the system that I had in high school, which was just shove stuff in the book, stacks of papers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're smart enough, you can get away with that. But at some point in time, you know, that starts to wear on your time. Or if you get in higher level classes and you have to find something, you have to go back and find something important and reference your notes and stuff like that. Well, then the system's going to start to break down. So there's some kids that need it. And I have not addressed that with any kid other than I've said, you know, you need to get a folder or a binder.
Well, also when they get into real life situations where it starts to cost them money for losing certain things, I think that now is the time to get them organized, you know. But so, I mean, some of them, they have maybe a chaotic life at home and nobody in their house is organized, you know, or something like that. It's kind of hard to teach that to them.
Well, I'm thinking I make them keep a folder and they get a boost for turning in a folder that's organized.
Mm-hmm.
But the varying level of the quality of the organization is amazing. Some of them are perfect, and you can see they've just been spending the 2 seconds as they go along to make it perfect.
Right.
And other people have been, okay, it's time to round up all my papers from all their various places and put them in a big stack and turn them in. And they do all the organizing at the end,
mm-hmm.
which means they've lost stuff. They've spent more time than the kid that just put in its appropriate place to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they realize that.
Do you point that out to them?
I have in my regular physics, not so much in my AP physics.
That might be a good thing, I think, as well for myself to really point that stuff out, explicitly say.
Yeah. And until now, I would feel kind of, you know, I'm not the most organized person in the world, so it kind of felt weird to
be
trying to help somebody
that.
Else, being like, okay, you got to do, it's got to be better than this. Right. So what I would usually do is I'd be like, okay, here's what I see other people doing that works.
Yeah.
I here's the people that have the good folders. You know, what they're doing is this. They're getting a three-ring binder, and they're putting homework section, quiz section, yada, 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 and they just punch it right away and put it in. That seems to work a lot better than the two-leaf folder where they just shove everything in.
Right.
Yeah. So... but anyway, I'm going to start making that more of a priority, is to get these kids to be organized.
I got to ask you, though, to go back to what I do, letting some kids keep the things in the room. What about those kids that I don't tell? They can, you know, I don't pull them aside and say, hey, you can keep your stuff in my room and stuff. Is that?
Well, as long as they're organized, they probably don't care.
Okay. I didn't want to.
Middle school, maybe.
Hurt anybody's feelings.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. I'm sure everybody in the class, though, knows that kid has problems. You know,
yeah.
Keeping. Yeah. I mean, it's extreme cases where I do that. So.
Yes. I think I may have to do that in the future, next year. There might be a couple students that'll probably do something similar. Where as far as their notes go and their handouts, they'll just keep it right in the room. Mm-hmm. That way it doesn't, you know. Now, I can't imagine I'll have that many that do that. So that will need that kind of.
Right.
Yeah, but just keep it away from the rest of their mess. And maybe they see how well it works there, they'll start applying it other places. Because I think it'd be a really tough sell to a high schooler that up till this point has had no organization. That organization is important. Because why? If they're in physics or AP physics, they've been successful up until this point. So they're not going to want to change. They may not see the benefit until they actually see the benefit, you know?
Right. But you never know.
And I was like that, too. I didn't, you know, I was like, well, I don't need to do anything different. I'm getting straight A's. Why do I need to get more organized, you know, or write neater if it's working, you know. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I was working probably harder than I needed to at times because of that.
I think that's the first time I ever heard you say the word ain't. I like it.
Well, it's an expression.
I know. I like
it. It's not incorrect. I mean,
well, sometimes you make fun of my little sayings or whatever.
Oh, yeah, your improper English.
Yes.
Although I'm sure only I have improper English. Yeah.
No. Hey, let's clarify. My improper English can be turned on and off at will. At will.
At will. At will.
It can.
Good.
I'm usually just having fun when I do that. Anyway.
Okay. Was that it? I'm thinking about getting a copy of this book. I think I'm even about giving a copy of this book to a student next year.
Right.
Or my copy and be like, okay, read this. I'll give you some extra credit. Write down things you're going to do.
You have a specific student in mind.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for the book.
Right.
Yeah. That's going to need to fix the organization to do well in my class.
That would be a nice thing to do, I think.
You're
no,
like, aw.
No, it is. I'm sorry, though. This is really bugging me. Can we go back to the improper English thing?
All right.
I edit your things sometimes, don't I?
Oh, yes.
So
I'm definitely stronger in grammar and all that. You know the rules inside and out. I don't. Yes. The only reason I can write well is because I've read a lot.
Yes.
Yep. If it wasn't for all the reading, I'd have no clue what was going on with commas and punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spell checker. Thank goodness for spell checker. That's all I got to say. And typing in general. I don't know where I'd be. I'd have to get better handwriting if it wasn't for the computer.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
My signature gets worse and worse every month. Now it's just down to, like, two letters scribbled. Can you still write in cursive?
Yeah.
I don't know how to make some of the letters anymore.
I have to force myself.
I have no idea, except for my signature. And even some of those, it's starting to go away. I don't know the correct way to transition from one letter to the other. Who writes in cursive anymore?
I do a mix of cursive and print.
I just print. Just straight out print. I don't understand why we even teach cursive anymore.
Well, because it's supposed to be faster. You know, transition.
But typing. Forget cursive. Take cursive out of all the schools and put typing in there.
Uh-huh.
Teach the kids how to type really fast. That's much more useful than cursive. The only time I write in cursive is when you get one of those official documents where they have you write a paragraph in cursive, and then you should see it. Oh, my gosh. It looks more like print than it does cursive. It's like a mix because I don't remember how to do the letters.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, no big deal. If you don't need it, who cares?
Right.
I'm sure there's some English teachers out there right now crying.
Crying.
or at least yelling at the podcast. Oh, it's so important because of this, this, and this, blah, 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 blah. Nope. Forget cursive. Typing. Teach typing. I think it has been phased out in some schools.
Cursive?
Yeah. I bet it has. I'm sure they phased it out somewhere. They just said, heck, we don't need this.
I don't think so. That is such a tradition. It, again, it's supposed to be faster. So.
But typing.
Yes, I know. But
typing's much, much faster.
People still write, though, Ray.
But we, but when the generation that's learning cursive right now,
yeah.
they'll have a keyboard with them at all times when they're yeah. older, right?
Possibly.
I would think so. I think yeah. it's almost guaranteed. Or you could even get rid of cursive and start teaching people how to do with their thumbs quicker for texting. You know, like little QWERTY keyboards, you know, like BlackBerry device or Pocket yeah. PC device. No? You don't think that's more important than cursive? I'm really slow with my thumbs. I'm a really fast typer, but you give me one of those little tiny miniature keyboards, and yeah. I'm slow.
Well, yeah, me too. I don't know.
But I've seen people. I guess it just comes with practice. They go crazy. I'd like to know if there's a method to that. There's a quicker way to do it. I'm sure there's
maybe
a website
there's a
out
book
there.
Book about it.
No. I don't have any devices that have that yet.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I think, are we wrapped? Have we wrapped it up?
I think so.
Should we tease next week's show a little bit?
Yeah, I think next week we wanted to talk about the next thing that the media is going to pick up on that kids are doing or that they may know about.
They haven't already. So you know how MySpace blew up and all the parents were in an uproar and now MySpace has done a bunch of security things and all that, you know, because mm-hmm. like 1% of kids have been blah, blah, blah or whatever. You know, they made a big deal of it. The next thing they might make a big deal of that maybe teachers that aren't, although if they're listening to our podcast, they've at least got a computer, right, at home?
Right.
So, but next big thing that maybe teachers and parents aren't quite aware of,
uh-huh.
that the kids are doing a lot of, or they're, you know, not as, you know, there's some risque stuff going up.
So we're
going
to talk about a couple of those things.
Yep.
Not that it's not important, you know, the way that we're kind of talking about it is that the media is,
well,
the media blows everything out of
proportion. Yes, yes. They, I mean, they blow everything out of proportion.
Right.
And the problem with the whole MySpace thing is that they focused on one thing, one you know, site, and there's several sites that do the same thing,
right.
and that's the one they really centered in on. And the fact that it's like anything else, you know, if you're not supervising your kid, they can go out, they can go out in the street and go hang out down by the mini mart or the uni mart and get in just as much trouble as they do on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
At least there, you've got the tools to, like, you know, you can put surveillance on them.
Right.
I mean, you can watch what they're doing if you're, you know, mm-hmm. if you care enough. You can keep a really close eye on them when they're on the computer. If you're smart, if you're tech savvy enough, I should say,
mm-hmm.
and you care enough, you can keep a really close eye on them because you're in your home. And unless you're giving them a computer in their bedroom, you can physically look at what they're doing. When they're outside of your house and, you know, they're out and about, you mm-hmm. can't, unless you're putting a GPS on them, which I think might be a little extreme, but you could do that. You don't know what they're up to. You know, I mean, you'd have to put a GPS on them and you'd have to put some sort of camera on them all the time to see what they're doing. At least when they're on MySpace, you could conceivably track everything they do.
So next week.
Yeah. So next week, not this week, we'll get into the next things that maybe the media is going to jump all over, or and something that if you're unaware and you're a parent and a teacher, you should know about.
Right.
Because you should be aware of these things.
Absolutely.
So that you can surveillance and, you know, or monitor. Surveillance
right.
making it sound like you're spying. But monitor what your kids or your mm-hmm. students are doing.
Right.
So.
So that's one thing we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, next week. Yes. All right. Check out the blog at thetechteachers.blogspot.com and keep the feedback coming at rayandholly@gmail.com. Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
Right. And also keep joining our Frapper map.
We're over 100.
Yes.
And we have a listener in San Diego.
Oh, we do?
Yes. I don't remember his name, but I popped on there and he was like the 99th one or whatever. He said,
cool.
You do have a listener in San Diego.
Cool.
So we do have a listener down there.
Well, hello.
Yes, hello. I should have looked at his name. I forgot all about that. All right.
That's bad.
Oh, also we have our...
Oh, our PayPal button.
Yes.
That we have. If you'd like to make a donation just to kind of help us, we're trying to get some equipment.
Wireless mics for our vidcast in the future.
Right. So there's a donate button on our blog.
Or even, we could even use them to do our audio show when we're, you know, doing something else or away from the apartment. We could maybe bring back a higher audio quality version of Dinner in a Podcast. I think the audio quality was the big issue on there. But I can't see us holding mics in a restaurant. But if we had wireless mics,
right.
we could do it very covertly, you know, and not be so
I wonder with the dinner in a podcast segment, was it the audio quality or that people didn't really want to listen to our dinner conversation?
Well, we edited that quite a bit. Yeah. I think what was in there was usually interesting. It was just a matter of, you know, editing it down maybe a little bit more and cleaning up the audio. This was something we used to do for the new listeners out there, where we would record our dinner conversation, edit it up, and give you the parts that pertain to technology and education and, you know, maybe one or two side things. But and it was actually, we recorded it at while we were out to dinner. We did it with a pocket PC and just the mic on there, the internal mic, and the audio quality was bad.
Right.
Yeah. So, but with wireless mics, it'd be real easy just to, you know.
We got a couple of people saying, you know, that's not my favorite part of your show.
Yes.
And then when it went away, nobody really complained.
No, so we didn't bring it back. Right. All right. Well, we've already mentioned the blog and the email, so and the PayPal and the Frapper. So that's it.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. I'm Ray.
And I'm Holly.
Until next time.